Declaration for Tamiko Rippey, T like Tom, Amiko, Rippey. Date of birth is 5/23/1972. Date of accident is 5/7/2022. Date of service is 12/5/2023. Ms. Tamiko Rippey is allegedly involved in an accident, motor vehicle accident on 5/7/2022. The accident caused allegedly various symptoms. The chief symptoms are severe pain in the neck and the back, pain in the right wrist, pain in the middle back and both trapezius muscles, and pain in the big toe. Also, numbness, tingling of the right third, fourth, fifth finger. And headaches. The history of the automotive accident is as follows. The patient was involved in an automotive accident on 5/7/2022. She was hit with a Nissan. She was driving a Nissan Sentra and was collided to Jeep Campus. The speed of her car was 10 miles per hour and speed of the other car was 30 miles per hour. She was wearing a seatbelt and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The police did come on the scene. Ambulance came on the scene. And she reported that she was T-boned on the driver's side, that she's driving on Hayes in East Detroit, and a man ran the stop sign locally and T-boned her car. The impact caused her the pains in the right wrist. There was a fracture, police fracture, and then she suffered from neck whiplash, head injury, and trauma to the chest from the seatbelt. Terrible spasm in the back, in trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscles. And she's never had any shooting pain or radiation, radiculopathy in the upper extremities or lower extremities at all. No numbness, tingling are reported. The headaches resulted to be mostly frontal, and she also mentioned right temple. And the headaches are moderately severe, and they last a couple hours, and I improved with the medications. They're off and on, and they're sensitive to noise, not sensitive to the light. Associated factors are nausea, vomit. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of PBI. Currently, the patient reports that she suffers from dizziness, but they are less often and less severe. She reports of nightmares and fearful of the event. But however, patient does not have any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Denies any focus problem, concentration problem. Denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, nausea, vomiting, or blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. She also denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. In addition, there is no sudden anesthesia or sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, or panic. No difficulty walking is reported. There is no lethargy, no tingling, numbness anywhere, no lightheadedness or weakness. The patient reports that she's suffering from the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 5. She has a severe spasm of the upper trapezius muscles, including trigger points, and they are affecting her around 5. They are reproducible at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, that part of middle fiber of trapezius. And then her right wrist is also around 5. Overall, pains are between 2 to 5, and they are described as throbbing, aching, and are several times a day. The patient reports modified factor for pain, or the pain is worsened by sitting and standing, while improved with lying down and medications. ADLs are affected for as follows: doing laundry and doing yard work is affected 8, opening containers 7, ability to lift dinner plates is 8. She has muscle weakness on the right hand and drops the plates, dinner plates, spoon due to the carpal tunnel that has been proven by EMG. However, no other numbness, tingling is reported, no blood or bowel incontinence is reported, no patient has had no x-rays, MRIs, CT scans. In the past treatment, patient reported that she has done physical therapy from last year, March through July, and it helped quite a bit. Chiropractic treatment was given for 6 months, which also helped her 20% better. Neuropsych therapy has been given once per week for last 1 year and is also helping her mood. And carpal tunnel syndrome, she has had 2 injections and she is now 50% better. However, she may take some more. She has had traction, psychology, treatment, surgery was done to the right wrist, medications. She went to she had a treatment for the colis fractures by open reduction and internal fixation at the Surgeon's Choice Imaging Center. Did the EMG for her, which has found positive for the right side carpal tunnel syndrome. Please review the chart for the system review. For the past surgical histories, allergies, family history, relationship status, and employment status. She's unemployed. She does a direct care for disabled, occasional weightlifting. And last week, she worked light duty. Disability, none. She never filed a disability. Attorney, she is using Dan Williams as the attorney. Personal histories, she's drinks alcohol socially, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Please review the chart for the rest of the ADLs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 152/98. And the pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'2". And the weight is 200. She is a 52-year-old. Female. Alert oriented, operative and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She's sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress. Shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane or protective devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar at the right wrist for previous ORIF for fracture of the radius bone. Neurological examination is normal, psychiatric exam normal, musculature examination reveals several trigger points in the upper trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle and paraspinal muscles. There are 1 plus hypertonicity and trigger points are present. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection, entire spine has a normal curvature alignment, no scars are noticed except in the area of the right pollicis fracture of the right wrist. Palpation does not reveal any scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis on back. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. There is no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none of the spine tenderness is present except in the area of L4, 5 and S1. And hypertonicity 1 plus, paraspinal muscles are in spasm at the area of L1 to L5 bilaterally with the trigger points. In the cervical spine, there is a range of motion. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 50, bilateral extension is 10 or 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign was more negative, Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative, the second test is negative, and Sotoal test is negative. No local tenderness was noticed. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. No local tenderness or spasm is noticed in the thoracic area. Lumbar spine, L4, 5 and S1, spine is slightly tender with the paraspinal muscle spasm from L1 to L5. And Brudzinski carnic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. And cross leg rest test is positive. Contralateral leg rest test. The Breger test negative. Kemp test is positive. The Brudzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test is negative. Faber test is positive. Nasslund test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities, including both shoulders, appear to be completely normal. And there is no pain, and patient is able to lift both the shoulder, both the arms in forward flexion 180 degrees to abduction of 180 degrees. The rest of the extremities are warm and touch, except for right wrist. There are no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length disturbance is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Diagnosis V at 9.2 XXT, E66.9110, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0. There's a cervical spine. M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, and MS33.5 XXA. Also mentioned Coley's fracture, healed, operated for the right wrist. Carpal tunnel syndrome for the right wrist, which is G56.01. And also pain in the right hand will be M79.642. Pain in the right wrist is M251531. Plan of care for Tamiko Rippey is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue for this patient at her choice place. Only for neck and the lower back, right wrist, and for carpal tunnel syndrome. 2 times a week with laser, chiropractic, acupuncture, yoga also have been discussed. She can do a light duty job, 5 pounds, 7 hours, 4 days. She's already working. Case management has been assigned. No housework, replacement, attendant care, or transportation is checked. Maps are reviewed and labs are reviewed, and she is a compliant patient. Medications. The patient refused for any medications, so no medications have been given. No narcotic, non-narcotic medications are given. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. Well, there is an MRI from M1 Imaging dated July 10th, 2022, after the accident they were done, ordered by Dr. Leonard Ellison, and they are they're read by Dr. Desai. The brain MRI is completely normal. Lumbar spine MRI shows a symmetric, asymmetric bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac, L4-5, L5-S1. There is a mild to moderate left and right medial neuroforaminal stenosis, left exiting L4 nerve root, and also bilateral exiting L5 nerve root are being compressed. There is a bilateral facet arthropathy and diffusion, and there is a decreased intervertebral disc issue at these two levels. Cervical spine MRI shows a bulging disc at C4-5 indenting the ventral thecal sac. However, there is no central canal stenosis or neural foramina stenosis. EMG has been done, which shows a carpal tunnel, right-sided carpal tunnel syndrome, mild, sensory only at the area of right wrist. A old fracture pulleys was x-ray has been given also, that is also there, but it has already been operated. Interventional pain procedure, patient is going to benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4 to 6. SI joint injections can be given for further pain if pain is still continuing. Facet joint injection can be given to L4, L5, and L5-S1 for further help. Cervical epidural times 1 or 2 can be done for her bulging disc if the pain is continuing. Patient is also provided a compounding cream, and a photo biomodulation is also provided. Surgical options are provided. None. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is already going on. She has already had treatment for more than a year and a half. Attended care not work, not needed. Caseworker, the patient already has a casework. Past medical records are being ordered, released. Investigation, I am not ordering a new investigation. DMEs, patient already has the various DMEs, and she has been provided with wrist bandage for the right wrist and back brace. She has education is yes, and then disability, yes. Follow visiting, attended their contract, yes.